From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Sheila Cast, sitting in for Leanne Hansen. And joining me is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, Sheila. Now, there is something I've been meaning to ask you. Now, you've been doing the puzzle now on the air for a few weeks.
Yeah.
And what do you think of this?
I really enjoy it. I'm no longer terrified, which was true the first couple of weeks, because I figured out that I've got the easiest part of any of this. I mean, you have to actually think of the puzzle and keep it moving and keep those clues coming, and contestants play. And I have discovered that if I get even one answer or part of an answer or part of a clue, people think I'm getting the whole thing. Not true. Most of it's whipping past, but it's a lot of fun.
Oh, that's great. And so, most guest hosts have sweaty palms, so you're way beyond that now.
Well, that's nice of you to say. I'm not sure that's true. But tell us about the challenge you left us with last week.
Yes, I said name two things you might wear on your foot, same number of letters in each word. Change one letter in each of these words to a new letter, and you'll name a classic movie. What is it?
And the answer is?
Well, the intended answer was shoe and boot, which become showboat. We had a number of alternative answers, and my favorite was booty and tights, which are things you can wear on your feet,
yeah.
And those turn into the movie Boogie Nights.
Wow, that's something. We had just over 1,500 entries from people who solved the puzzle, and our winner, randomly selected from the correct answers, is Jane Burney from Grand Forks, North Dakota. Welcome, Jane.
Hi, how are you?
Just fine, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
And what do you do there?
I am a Spanish professor at the University of North Dakota.
Uh-huh. And how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, about 10 to 12 years.
Oh, a veteran.
Yes.
Are you ready to play now?
I think so.
Terrific. Jane, meet Will.
Hi, Will.
Hi, Jane. I have a feeling you are going to make short work of this week's puzzle. Every answer is a compound word or a familiar two-word phrase, starting with short. For example, if I said quick temper, you would say short fuse.
Okay.
Number one is a dessert often served with strawberries.
Shortcake.
That's right. Number two, an electrical problem.
Short wire.
Short circuit.
Short circuit.
Short circuit is it. Good. Stenographer's specialty.
Shorthand.
Uh-huh. Myopia.
Short-sightedness.
Good. It's between second and third.
Shortstop.
Uh-huh. A kind of radio.
Shortwave.
Right. Railroad and Monopoly.
Short line?
The short line. Excellent. Inadequacy.
Shortcoming.
Uh-huh. The E sound in bet or the U sound in butt.
Short vowel.
Good. What a summer shirt might have.
Short sleeves.
Good. To cheat by not giving the amount expected.
Short change.
Uh-huh. In cards, an instance of having three or fewer cards of a kind.
Short straight?
No.
Three or fewer cards.
Of a kind, like spades or hearts. It's a term in bridge.
Short flush?
And just think what hearts or clubs or spades are.
Short suit.
Short suit is the term.
Yes, of course.
Complete the phrase, get the blank of the stick.
The short end of the
stick. Right, very good. Kind of memory that doesn't last.
Short term.
Uh-huh. Writing specialty of O. Henry.
Short story.
Uh-huh. Play a trick on using someone's bed.
Oh, short sheet.
The short sheet is right. A typical dish at a diner.
Short stack. Pancakes?
Well, yeah, I'm not sure that'd be a typical dish, though. This would cover just about anything you'd order at a diner. And the
short order.
A short order is right. A narrowed group of preferred candidates. And you start out with
shortlist
is right. One of an English breed of beef cattle.
Shorthorn.
Shorthorn is right. And your last one, a route that saves time.
Shortcut.
Jane, you are great.
Isn't she amazing? That you really did make short work of that, Jane. Very good. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and the New York Times' Will Shorts' Favorite Sunday Crossword Puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Jane, what member station do you listen to?
I'm a member of North Dakota Public Radio, and I listen to KUND here in Grand Forks. And I also sometimes listen to Minnesota Public Radio, KNTN, from Thief River Falls, Minnesota.
Well, good for you. Jane Burney from Grand Forks, North Dakota, thanks for playing the puzzle with us.
Well, thank you both very much. It has been a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. Goodbye.
Goodbye now.
Okay, Will, you've got a challenge for us to work on this coming week?
Yes, it comes from listener Steve Feldman of Framingham, Massachusetts. Name a world capital and its country in 16 letters that can be typed without using the middle row of keys on a typewriter or computer keyboard. So again, a world capital and its country in 16 letters that can be typed without using the middle row of keys on a typewriter. What is it?
I need my fingers for that. When you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call if you're the winner, and you'll get to play the puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Thanks. Well, next week you'll be talking to us from the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament in Stamford, Connecticut, right?
That's right.
Okay, till then, bye.
Thanks, Sheila.